Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can communicate with your colleagues, your friends, your family, and even strangers when you travel using small talk, phrasal verbs, expressions, and of course, also trying to improve their grammar, which is really critical, and pronunciation. So I'll give you my contact details at the end of the podcast if there's somebody you think might benefit from this, or indeed if you want to write to me directly, organize lessons, whatever you wish to do, then of course you can write to me. Okay, so what are we going to talk about in this particular podcast? Well, today we're going to talk about time, and particularly time management. Of course, what could be easier, you would say, yes, and I often wonder why people can't manage their time better, why perhaps they can't turn up on time for a lesson, or they can't turn up on time for a meeting. As an Englishman, time is very important. We get very upset when people don't turn up on time and we're left waiting. But some people in some jurisdictions don't mind whether they're late, or don't mind whether other people are late, but other people like to prioritize their time, and they feel that their time is so precious that if it's wasted, it's a lost opportunity. So we're going to talk about verbs related to time management. And when you're doing staff reviews, or you're having your own review in your company, time management comes up time and time again about somebody's failings or weaknesses. Oh yes, you're really, really good, but time management could be better. Okay, so these are all verbs related to time management. I'll give them to you one by one, and then we'll go through them and hopefully give you some examples that will explain the word and the expression a little better. Okay, here they are. To prioritize. To anticipate something. To schedule or schedule something. You can say either schedule or schedule. To jot something down, a little bit more informal. To delegate something, usually to somebody. To stick to something, again, more informal. To be inundated. To set something aside. To break off something. And finally, to accomplish. Okay, so let's go through them one by one. The first, to prioritize. Well, when we prioritize our time, or we prioritize some action, it's to put it first or at the top of our list. I like to make a little to-do list every day, and lots of people still do it, even though it's a little bit antiquated. I write it down on my notepad next to my laptop, and I see the things that I have to do every day, okay? And I prioritize the difficult tasks, so if I get them done, I can slap myself on the back and say, yeah, that's okay, and it makes the day feel a little better. So to prioritize means to put things more important or more difficult up at the top of your to-do list so that you can get them done, and everything else seems like a doddle, as we say. A doddle meaning so simple, so easy. So we can prioritize the meeting with our boss. We can prioritize some family time. We can prioritize some research or some preparation for some business meeting, presentation, whatever it is. To prioritize means to put it first, or if not first, put it at the top of the list. Okay, next, to anticipate something. Well, when you anticipate, you're thinking ahead, or you're expecting something to happen. It may or it may not happen, but if you anticipate it and it does happen, then you are prepared. But if you're not prepared and it happens, well, you've got a bit of a problem. Okay, so to anticipate something is to have an expectation that it will happen. Let me give you an example. If you're preparing a business presentation, or you're preparing for that job interview, you might anticipate the type of questions you'll be asked. So often when I'm preparing people and helping them to prepare for job interviews, we try to anticipate the questions they are likely to be asked. And the lucky thing is, in the modern world, still the same questions are usually asked. Slightly different ways, but they still ask the same questions. So it's not so difficult to anticipate the questions that you might be asked. If you're going to do a business presentation, it might be a little bit more difficult because you're not quite sure what somebody will want to know about delivery times or the product or the cost or the details of the marketing plan. So to anticipate those things can be a little bit more difficult. Or if you're going to meet friends for dinner, you might anticipate or think ahead, well, how are they going to dress? So you will dress accordingly, whether it's formal or informal or casual, whatever that might be. So always when we're anticipating something, we're thinking ahead, we're planning ahead so that we don't get caught out or there's no surprises. I hate surprises, good or bad. I don't like surprises. So I like to anticipate what's going to happen. I'd like to anticipate what the weather is going to be like. I don't have to anticipate that too much here because every time I look at my laptop, it tells me raining now, rain to stop, rain coming. So not so hard to anticipate the weather in Ireland. Okay, to anticipate something. Next, to schedule something. Well, people get a little bit confused here about pronunciation. The two pronunciations, two options to pronounce this word, to schedule or to schedule. Both of them are acceptable. Yeah. Some people prefer the sh to schedule. Some people prefer the sk to schedule. Okay. So whatever you choose, one or other, you can stick to that. So when you schedule something, you put it in your diary. You put it in your calendar, your Google calendar. You put it in your calendar on your phone. Wherever you list it or record it, it's a schedule. Okay, so you're talking on the phone to your friend and he asks you, what's your schedule like next week? Can you meet me for coffee? What's your schedule like later today? Can you put me in for a meeting? Yeah, sure, no problem. I'll put that in on my calendar now and I'll see you about 4 o'clock. So when we schedule something or schedule something, we put it into our calendar where we've got a gap, 4 to 4.30. I'll schedule a meeting with the boss next week and I'll talk about my promotion or my salary review. Or I'll schedule a conference call with those suppliers late next week. It might have to be changed, but at least it's in the diary. And I can change it if I need to, or we can find a time that's more suitable. And we often use that phrase when we're writing emails to people. Why don't we schedule a meeting later in the month? I've scheduled a visit to your area and perhaps we can catch up for coffee, dinner, whatever it might be. Okay. How's your schedule looking? Yeah, was a expression we'll always hear. It's not looking so bad. I've scheduled a few meetings later in the week, but you know, it's the end of the summer, so people are still on holiday, so life is a little bit easier. To schedule something. Next, to jot something down. As I said, this is quite informal. To jot means to write down something quickly, or it might just to write a quick note or an informal note or a couple of letters, something that you will recognize later on. So the teacher might ask the kids, jot down your homework, meaning take a quick note of what page we are on. You'll find the exercises on pages 10 and 11. So do exercise 1, 2 and 3. You can skip exercise 4, but do the rest or the remainder of those exercises. So you jot down quickly, homework, geography, page, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Or if you're talking to somebody on your mobile or on a Zoom call, you might make quick notes on a notepad to jot down something that you must remember to do. Yeah. So you're sitting there while everybody's talking and you just remember, oh, I've got to go to the supermarket. So you write a note to yourself on your to-do list. You jot it down quickly. Or you jot down something you want to ask at the end of the meeting when the opportunity arises. So whoever's hosting the Zoom call says, well, that's all I need to talk to you about. Anybody got any questions? And you look at your note that you've jotted down and you raise it then. Yeah, so excuse me, I need to ask something here. Okay, so to jot something down means to write a quick note to yourself as an aid memoir, which is to sort of give your memory a little bit of a jog. Yeah, so jot, J-O-T, and then give your memory a little bit of a jog. Next is a little bit more formal, to delegate something, and usually delegate something to somebody. Yeah, delegation is one of those buzzwords in business. Everybody wants to know, are you a good delegator? How do you delegate? You should delegate better. Okay, so to delegate something is to take some work that you have and get other people to do it. Okay, so it's a sign of good management. So you don't have to do everything yourself. You have to get other people to work for you. And delegating is one of the ways to do that. So you have some administration to do. You have some people to contact. You have some marketing plans to write. So you call in your team and you go through the work and you delegate it to different people. You can contact him. Why don't you take those few clients or customers, get in touch with them, set up a few meetings. We need to talk to our suppliers. Why don't you do that? So you delegate the work. Off you go, sit down, put your feet up and do a bit of lateral thinking, thinking outside the box. Okay, so delegate means to take work, pass it on to others, and of course to monitor it to make sure that it has been completed or done or actioned. Next, to stick to something. Again, a little bit informal, to stick to something. If you're cooking and you don't put enough oil in the pan, your meat will stick to the pan. So that's one way of looking at to stick to something. Not quite what we're talking about here. To stick to something in terms of time management is to make sure you stick to your schedule, okay? So you don't spend too much time with one person and then you're running late for the next meeting and then you have to send an email to say, oh, look, I'm really sorry, I got held up or a bit delayed, and then the whole day falls apart. So if you've got a schedule, try and stick to it. So you spend your time with at your first meeting, giving yourself enough time between calls and meetings to get to, onto the next Zoom call or to get down to the next office for whatever meeting you have. Some people set up their week at the end of the 1 week. So on a Friday afternoon, they may spend their time organizing their meetings for the following week. And they like to stick to that schedule. Okay, so to stick to it means not to make many changes or even any changes. We can stick to our plans. We're going to have a holiday at the end of August. The weather doesn't look so good, so I'm not so sure whether it's the right thing to do, but let's stick to our plans. Who knows, the weather might improve. Or if indeed it's just a simple plan about what you're going to do on a Saturday afternoon, well, why don't we go and we'll do a bit of shopping? The weather's not so good, so we can spend an hour or so in the shopping centre. We can grab a bite to eat, and then we can go to the movies if you like. And people are going, not so sure, well, don't know, is there anything good on at the movies, blah, blah, blah. Well, look, why don't we just stick to this plan for the moment, and if somebody comes up with something better, of course, then we can review it. Okay, so usually when we're talking about stick, it's sticking to a plan, sticking to an arrangement. If you're playing a game of cards, there may be an opportunity to change your cards as part of the rules of that game. And when somebody says, would you like two cards or three cards? You know, I'll stick with the hand that I've got. That usually means that you've got a good hand, you're sticking with it. So if you're playing poker and you're looking around the table and somebody takes one card, somebody takes two cards, and it comes to your turn and the dealer says, well, one card, two cards, you say, no, I'll stick. So everybody looks at you and goes, he's got a good card, or he's got some good cards in his hand, perhaps he's bluffing. Okay, so to stick to something. Next, to be inundated. Now, this is usually used in the passive form, okay? When you are inundated, it means that you've got lots and lots of things to do, lots of calls to answer, lots of requests for information, lots of emails that need responding to. Typically, when you go away on holidays, you come back and you've got a full inbox. Hopefully, lots of those can be disregarded because of a time issue. So if they were sent to you at the beginning of your holidays, perhaps somebody has actioned them in your absence and therefore they don't need to be responded to. You might just need to read them for information purposes or indeed just put them into the bin, okay? But if you're inundated, means you have lots and lots of work, yeah? So you ring your wife or she rings you or you ring your partner and say, look, I'm going to be a little bit late this evening. I'm totally inundated with work. There's just a lot of things need to be done. I need to look after them so we can clear everything away so I can have a good weekend. Okay, so passive to be inundated. I am inundated. I was inundated last week, but things were a little better this week. Okay, so passive form, to be inundated. Sometimes when people are trying to pronounce this, they get it a little bit confused and they say inundated, yeah? But it is inundated. Inundated means up to my eyes, the more informal way, to be sinking in paper, yeah? That could be another way to look at it. But to be inundated, getting lots of requests, lots of work, lots of routine stuff perhaps, or fresh inquiries, whatever it is, you are up to your eyes. Okay, so to set some time aside. So if we want to set time aside for something, it means to take time out of our busy schedules and do something different. So I'll set some time aside this week to have a run, or to go to the gym, or to go for a walk, or to take the fresh air, or to meet my friends. So we set time aside to catch up on things that we need to catch up on. Administration, emails, personal time, family time, whatever it might be, you set aside time, or you set time aside to do something, and hopefully you will achieve it. And it's all part of that time management. Some time management techniques are to give yourself a couple of hours a week where you have absolutely no appointments. You put a big line through them in your calendar or your diary, and nobody's allowed to put any appointments in that time. And you can just sit back, think, do nothing. And it's amazing how refreshing that can be. You look forward to those couple of hours on a Wednesday afternoon, or the couple of hours on a Friday afternoon, or the first hour on a Monday morning, whatever it might be, to set aside time to think, time to plan, time to do nothing. Okay, to break off something. Well, when we're talking about time, we might be running out of time. And if we're on a telephone call or a Zoom call and it's gone on a little bit longer, you might break off that conference call, that Zoom call, and say, look, guys, I'm really sorry. I have to dash off to another meeting, or I have to dive into another meeting, or I have to jump onto another Zoom call. All of these different expressions are used. So you break off and say, look, guys, can we catch up later? Can we pick up on this tomorrow? I'm sorry, but I just ran out of time. Okay, so to break off means to break off what you're doing, stop what you're doing, and then pick up on something else. Okay, so it could be meeting with your team, it could be something to do with the kids or the family, yeah? And so you've got to just break off for a little while, get something done, and come back to it later. And then finally, to accomplish. Well, this is the ultimate in time management, because when you accomplish something, you do it, okay? So at the end of the week, you can sit back, lean in the chair, put your feet on the desk and say, well, what did I accomplish this week? What was I successful in doing? What have I achieved? Did I get through my to-do list? And as I said before, I have my to-do list next to my laptop most of the day. And I don't look at it at the end of the week. I look at it each day, and I look for the ticks. And I also look for the little X's, something that has to be carried forward. But when I accomplish something, it means I do it. Okay? And when I've done it, you get much more satisfaction. Okay, so to accomplish the tasks that you had, to accomplish the completion of a written paper or thesis or whatever it might be, it doesn't matter how big or how small it is, it's serious enough that you can, again, pat yourself or clap yourself on the back and take the plaudits, whatever come your way. Okay, so verbs related to time management. Let me give them to you one more time. To prioritize means to put something at the top of the list or near the top of the list. To anticipate something, to expect something to happen. To schedule something, to put it into your schedule so it's there and you've allocated time for it. to jot something down, to write a quick note, either to yourself or for somebody else, a quick email, to delegate something, to pass it on with the hope that somebody will do it for you as part of your desire to delegate more, to stick to something, to make sure you do it, to not to change your mind or to change your opinion or change your view. I'll stick. To be inundated. To be inundated, to use it in the passive sense, to be up to your eyes. To set aside something, or to set something aside, means to set time aside to allow you to go out and catch up with some exercise or friends. To break off something means to stop doing what you're doing because you've run out of time or you're over time and you want to try and catch up on the next meeting without delaying the whole day. Because if you're late for one, you're late for the next, you're late for the next, and has a knock-on effect. And then finally, to accomplish, to do it, to have done it, to succeed. Okay, well, whatever you're doing and whatever and however way you manage your time, well, I hope you're successful in that. That's the end of this particular podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and I hope you've understood the expressions that we've used and the verbs connected with time management. As I said at the beginning, if you want to contact me, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Very happy to hear from you. Very happy to get your suggestions as to what you might like me to include in future podcasts. Okay, well, time is running out. Thanks for listening to me. Join me again soon.